Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk. If you're scrolling through TikTok on a Sunday morning feeling like you need an entire life overhaul but also kind of love that chaotic energy, then girl, this episode is for you. Today we're diving into the sacred art of self-care Sundays. Chilling out, recharging those batteries, and basically becoming your own damn oasis in the desert of adulting. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when you've been grinding all week, hitting every deadline, keeping up with everyone else's expectations, and suddenly Sunday rolls around, and you're officially a walking zombie? Yeah, me too. But here's the truth bomb. Self-care Sundays aren't just about face masks and bubble baths, although those are fire AF. It's about consciously carving out time for you, prioritizing your mental health, and setting yourself up for another week of slaying. So, let's break down the 5 key takeaways that will turn your Sunday from a snooze fest into a seriously self-love celebration. First things first, ditch the FOMO. Seriously, unfollow those accounts that are making you feel like you're constantly missing out. You don't need to be on top of every trend or attending every party. Focus on what fills you up, not what other people think is cool. Remember, your mental well-being is a priority, not a side hustle. Number 2, disconnect from the digital noise. Like, seriously, put that phone down. Those notifications aren't going anywhere, and trust me, you won't miss a single one. Except maybe that hilarious cat video, but even then. Instead of scrolling through endless feeds, try something analog. Read a book, go for a walk in nature, or actually talk to another human being, gasp. It's like recharging your soul battery with some good old-fashioned unplugged vibes. Thirdly, get your body moving. Now, I'm not talking about an intense workout session if that stresses you out. Think gentle yoga, a leisurely bike ride, or even just dancing around your room to your favorite playlist. Movement releases endorphins, which are basically happiness chemicals. Plus, it helps clear your head and boost your energy levels. Number 4. Nourish yourself with good vibes and good food. This doesn't mean ordering pizza for the 5th time this week. Think wholesome meals that fuel your body and soul. Load up on fruits, veggies, and whole grains. They're like superfoods for your inner goddess. And don't forget to hydrate. Water is life, my friend. Think of it as a daily reset button for your system. And finally, number 5. Prioritize relaxation. This is where the good stuff happens. Whether you're indulging in a long bath with essential oils, catching up on some sleep, or simply taking a nap under a cozy blanket, make time for activities that truly help you unwind and de-stress. You deserve it. Okay, picture this. It's Sunday morning. Your alarm hasn't gone off because your phone is gathering dust in the other room. You wake up naturally feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day, but not like a regular tackle. More like a graceful, empowered stroll into your own personal zen zone. You whip up a delicious breakfast packed with healthy ingredients, avocado toast, anyone? Sip on some herbal tea while reading a book that actually makes you think, goodbye mindless scrolling, and spend the afternoon indulging in activities that bring you pure joy. Maybe it's painting, listening to music, or simply soaking up the sun in your backyard. So, here's your mic drop moment. This isn't about becoming some Instagram-worthy wellness guru. It's about honoring yourself, embracing your unique needs, and remembering that self-care is a non-negotiable part of being your best damn self. No more Sunday scaries, just pure Sunday glow up. Ready to make this happen? Hit me up in the comments with your favorite ways to recharge on a Sunday. And don't forget to tag me in your self-care stories. Remember, if you haven't already, hit that follow button, leave a glowing review, and tell all your friends about this podcast. Let's spread the fierce female energy one episode at a time. Peace out, loves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.